Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
7:46, 14 till 8 on this chilly Wednesday morning. It'll be cloudy today, too, so it may actually feel a bit colder than it was yesterday, what with no sunshine and so forth. A chance for rain tonight that extends into tomorrow. Highs of 59, then clear on Friday, or at least partly cloudy. Highs of 64, warmer on Saturday in advance of a cold front. Then it really does turn cold, and you heard Peyton Malone talk about maybe a wintry mix on Tuesday, and if it does snow and the kids are in school, let them go out and play in it. I know my kid was in school one of the years it snowed, and they forced them to sit inside and watch, and you know they're not paying attention to anything that's going on. Just let them go out and play in the snow. All right, we're talking about the move by Governor Jeff Landry to open that facility at 5601 France Road, the efforts to move the homeless is underway. Joe Heron Mueller joins us now, Director of Community Engagement for Unity of Greater New Orleans, to talk about it. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm all right. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. Let me say this. Yesterday, and I'll stand up to what I said. Yesterday, I said nothing is perfect. There is no perfect solution. It seemed like the governor may be on the right track here because he's not dispersing people. He's keeping them in one location. There are details to be worked out after talking to Leslie Harris, you know, with getting the working homeless to their jobs, to medical appointments, et cetera. And I don't know about ending it after Mardi Gras, but tell me, am I wrong on any of this, or your thoughts as to the governor's plan, and then we'll go from there. And I'm not trying to argue. I'm just saying, as a guy who's just an observer, it would seem like it's not a terrible idea. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that, when we're looking at homelessness, we need quick solutions can be very appealing, but we need to make sure that we're staying focused, especially as a coordinator of homeless service providers across Orleans and Jefferson Parish, on the long view. What do we need to do to really effectively address homelessness, not just today, but in the long haul? And to that end, you know, we need to have a dialogue with the governor and his staff. We need to be working in partnership with the city and service providers to find proven and cost-effective solutions. That really means permanent housing for those who are working. Often, if they're experiencing homelessness, they need a little bit of support, a few months of rental assistance to get back on their feet. If they're folks like many of the folks in our city who have been homeless for long periods of time, they need permanent rental assistance because their disabilities are the major contributing factor to their homelessness. So we have solutions like that. We've been working on those types of solutions, and it is very effective. However, you know, new people fall into homelessness because housing costs are very high. Anybody who's got a rental payment or a mortgage knows that. That said, in the short term, shelter, a low barrier shelter that is voluntary, that is respects the dignity and rights of the people who are there, can be effective at helping facilitate an end to homelessness through housing. It's not the solution, but it can be part of an approach that is effective.
So ideally, what would you like to see? What would Unity's? Well, tell you what, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. All right. I just noticed the time. We got to look at traffic. We're talking to Joe Heron Mueller, Director of Community Engagement for Unity of Greater New Orleans. I mentioned my thoughts about the governor's plan and what happens from here and my concerns and some things that needed to be hashed out. And when we come back, we'll see what Joe thinks and Unity of Greater New Orleans, ideally, if they could come up with the plan and get it funded, what it would look like. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Joe Herron-Mueller, the Director of Community Engagement for Unity of Greater New Orleans, about the governor's plan that is underway and people are being relocated to the center on France Road, warehouse on France Road, however you want to describe it. I asked you before the break, Joe, in your or in Unity of Greater New Orleans' eyes, what would the perfect plan be? Because it's hard, or the best plan be. It's hard to come up with anything that's perfect. But ideally, if you could write the script, what would it look like to solve the homeless situation in New Orleans, or at least deal with it?
Well, yeah, you know, we have to work with whatever the situation is right now, not in an ideal world. Mm-hmm. So, but I think that optimally, you want to work to navigate people who fall into homelessness as rapidly as possible. We have a situation now where there are many people who are unsheltered and who are living in various parts of the city. You have to have outreach workers that are competent and that are engaged with folks and that are building trust. And you need shelters that flow, where people can go into a shelter, get short-term assistance, and quickly move out of that shelter into permanent housing because there are units available and vouchers available to help them get that. That's something that we've been working on with our partners at the City of New Orleans, in Jefferson Parish, and making sure that folks who are experiencing homelessness across our community, whether they're unaccompanied adults or whether their families with children, have options. We're moving forward with the transitional center. We've got to make sure that when folks get in there and that there's a plan for them to get out, that there are housing slots available, that they're being connected and navigated to affordable, secure, quality housing in our community, because by and large, the folks who experience homelessness in our community are from our community. These are New Orleanians. These are folks who are local and have fallen into homelessness. By and large, we are not talking about folks who have traveled to New Orleans from somewhere else to experience homelessness. It's really not to say that never happens, but it is by far the outlier of situations. So that's what we need to have. And we need to have continued wraparound services to make sure that people don't fall back into homelessness. And we have good success with that. Over the last 15 months we have been working in partnership on an unsheltered initiative with the city and Travelers Aid and other partners, we've housed on average 100 people a month. That's not just people from the street, but that's people across all situations of homelessness. Unity and our partners have housed on average 100 people a month over the last 15 months, and 822 of them, I believe, were housed through the city's unsheltered initiative.
Thank you. We're out of time, Joe. I appreciate your time. I really do, and your insights. And we'll talk to you again because this is not going to go away anytime soon. Joe Herron-Mueller, Director of Community Engagement for Unity of Greater New Orleans. We'll talk to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. We come back about the same thing.